In our worldview today, more than 100 people are dead or wounded after a suicide bomb tore through a mosque in northeastern Afghanistan. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack so far that targeted worshippers from the minority Shiite Muslim community in Kunduz. The explosion follows a string of attacks that have rocked the country since the Taliban took over. Last weekend, suicide bombers targeted a memorial service for the mother of a Taliban spokesperson in Kabul. At least 5 people were killed in that attack. A global push to establish a minimum corporate tax rate is one step closer to reality. The deal is set to be finalized at an OECD meeting today after key holdouts, including Ireland and Estonia, agreed to the terms. The framework establishes a global minimum tax rate of 15%. That's much higher than the 12.5% rate Ireland currently has in place. The new rules would also require multinational companies like Apple to pay taxes in countries where their goods or services are sold. Details still need to be hammered out on when to enact the new rate and how to enforce the new rules. And the Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to 2 journalists for the first time in more than 80 years. The Nobel Committee recognized Maria Ressa and Dmitry Muratov for their courageous fight for freedom of expression. Ressa is the first Nobel Prize winner from the Philippines. She co-founded the news website Rappler. It's been targeted repeatedly by President Rodrigo Duterte for reports that are critical of his violent war on drugs. Muratov is the first Russian to win the Peace Prize since former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, who, by the way, helped fund Muratov's independent newspaper, Novaya Gazeta. He dedicated the award to 6 contributors to the paper who've been murdered over the years for their work exposing human rights violations and corruption.